Welcome to the Well-Being Scriptures for today. Our motivation on this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
Here are the Well-Being Scriptures for today. We're reading from the Revised Standard Version. We're on the journey to being healthy, wealthy, and wise through the scriptures. So we start with health scriptures. Exodus 23, verses 25 to 26. You shall serve the Lord your God, and I will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. None shall cast a yoke or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. Jeremiah 17, verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Proverbs 3, verse 8. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Matthew 8, verses 2 to 3. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And he stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew 18, 18 to 19. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Mark 11, 22 to 24. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Psalm 107, 17 to 21. Some were sick through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities, suffered affliction. They looted any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. And they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. And he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to the sons of men. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in health. I know that it is well with your soul. World Scriptures. Deuteronomy 15, verse 10. You shall give to him freely, and your heart shall not be grudging when you give to him, because for this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. Psalm 5, verse 42. Give to him who begs from you, and do not refuse him who would borrow from you. Psalm 71, verse 21. Thou will increase my honor and comfort me again. Psalm 107, verse 37. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. Psalm 115, verse 14. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. Psalm 34, verse 10. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Psalm 35, verse 27. Let those who desire my vindication shout for joy and be glad and say evermore, God is the great Lord who delights in the welfare of his servant. Jeremiah 17, 7-8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by waters that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 13. Then you prosper if you are careful to observe the statutes and the ordinances which the Lord commanded Moses for Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not. Be not dismayed. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 12. The point is this. He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything, and may provide in abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your resources and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You'll be enriched in every way for great generosity, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the rendering of this service not only supplies the wants of the saints, but also overflows in many thanksgivings to God. Other well-being scriptures, Joshua 1, verses 7 to 8. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it from the right hand or to the left hand, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Psalm 1, verses 1 to 2. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. Psalm 5, verse 12. For thou dost bless the righteous, O Lord, thou dost cover him with favor as with a shield. Isaiah 61, verses 5 to 7. Aliens shall stand and feed your flocks. Foreigners shall be your plowmen and vine dressers. But you shall be called the priests of the Lord. Men shall speak of you as ministers of our God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and in their riches you shall glory. Instead of your shame, you shall have a double portion. Instead of dishonor, you shall rejoice in your lot. Therefore, in your land, you shall possess a double portion. Yours shall be everlasting joy. Habakkuk 3, verse 19. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like hinged feet, makes me tread upon my high places. Psalm 3, verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head.
Thank you for your time today. See you again tomorrow. And whatever scriptures for today. Bless you.